And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, John.
Hello, Daddy. Say, what have you got in that package?
A pair of George III candlesticks. They're a little broken.
Oh.
Know anybody who'd like to buy them?
Oh, are you in the antique business now?
Until I get rid of these, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I went to an auction sale yesterday with Snooks.
Oh, tell me, Daddy, do you have to take Snooks with you all the time?
Are you married?
No.
Then don't talk. My wife found out I was going to the sale, and she forced me to take the kid. Well, I got down to the auction room. Now listen, Snooks.
Yes, Daddy.
When we go inside, you're not to touch anything on display, you're not to make any unnecessary noise, and you're not to ask a lot of questions while the auction is on.
Why?
Because I tell you not to. When you get home, you can do as you please. But just be very dignified for the present.
When do I get the present?
You don't get any presents.
Then I won't be dignified.
What do you mean? Do I have to give you something every time I want you to be good?
Well, you said you didn't want me to be good for nothing.
Never mind what I said. Just act like a lady.
Like Mummy?
I said a lady.
Ain't Mummy a lady?
Now, that's not a fair question, and you know it. Come on, we're going in.
Where are we going, Daddy?
Into the gallery.
Why can't we sit in the orchestra?
Orchestra?
Hmm.
This is an auction gallery, not the movies.
I don't want to go to the movies.
No.
I don't want to go to the movies.
No. Now, I'm warning you. I've made up my mind to attend this sale. And if you do anything naughty, I'll spank you on your return.
Where's that?
The same old place. I could have had a good time today if your mummy hadn't raised such a holler.
She hollers louder than me, don't she, Daddy?
You mean she hollers louder than I.
She hollers louder than the both of us.
You can say that again.
All right. She hollers louder
Okay. Now let's go in. And please, Snooks, no talking when the bidding starts.
Huh?
I say you're not to talk when the people start to make bids.
Are we going to sleep?
No, we're not going to sleep.
Then why don't you make them the beds for?
Bids, not beds.
Oh.
Now, if you have any more questions, you'd better ask them before we get inside.
Why?
Because once we're inside, I want you to be quiet. Have you got any questions?
Uh-huh.
Well, hurry up and ask me.
Which end does a worm sit on?
Now, what has that got to do with auction sales?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. The sale's going to start in a few minutes, and I want to look over the items. Let's go.
There's a million things in here, Daddy.
Ah, isn't it wonderful? Look at that old drum. Just like the one Grandpa has.
Where did Grandpa get the one he had?
Well, he was a drummer boy in the Civil War. He tells some thrilling stories about it, too. How he carried his drum under the heaviest fire. And when he saw the enemy, you know what he did?
He beat it.
I presume you mean his drum.
I presume so.
He was a very brave man. Let's look around.
Don't buy too much, Daddy.
Oh, you can buy too much of this collection. Every piece in this room is a genuine antique.
Mm-hmm. Looks like second-hand stuff to me.
Well, it is all old. That's what makes it so valuable.
Mm-hmm.
The older a thing is, the more you get for it.
How much can we get for Grandpa?
We're not selling Grandpa.
Why?
Oh, don't be silly. Grandpa's not a thing you can get rid of at an auction sale.
Well, Grandma said she's been trying to get rid of him.
No. I told you to keep quiet, didn't I?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, all right. Now, follow me and don't touch anything. Now here's something I'd like.
What is it, Daddy?
That's a real old Chippendale chair. This is really an antique.
It's falling apart.
Oh, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
See how the wood has been eaten away and left a hole in the center of the seat?
Robespierre's got a chair like
that. Different kind of a chair. He learns to walk in that one.
That ain't the one I
don't care about. now, just don't make any more remarks. I think I'll bid on this chair. Lot number 15.
When is the sale going to start, Daddy?
In a minute. Oh, here's a rare piece. A 15th century Italian mug.
Where is he?
Right here on the table. This drinking mug. This polished pewter.
Where did they find it?
It was made by a craftsman. Mm. This mug is molded just like iron is. They smelt it. Very difficult.
No, it don't. It ain't difficult.
Well, what do you mean?
I can smell it from here.
You don't smelt pewter with your nose. I bought one just like that for Mommy's birthday last year. Remember?
Yes, he said it smelled too.
She did not. I think I'll buy this mug for her, too.
Don't you like the mug she's got now?
Well, there are two ways of taking that. But this will make a good pair for the mantelpiece.
What's it for, Daddy?
Oh, just for show. I'll match that pewter goblet we have.
Where did we get him?
Get who? I said goblet. Don't you know what a goblet is?
It's your little sailor, ain't it?
Yes, a midget. We keep him in the gravy boat. Let's look at the tapestries. Oh, isn't this a beauty? Look at that scene in Needlepoint.
I don't see nothing.
Well, stand back a little.
Well, there.
Now, that tapestry is probably hundreds of years old. And it illustrates an old text.
How do you know?
Well, it says so on the bottom. Arise and take the young child and flee into Persia.
Dead, ain't it?
Oh, it's magnificent. Arise and take the young child and flee into Persia. See, there's the child. And there's Persia in the distance.
Where's the flea?
There isn't any flea.
Why?
Because there is... Snooks, take your hands off that cut glass bowl.
Why?
You're not supposed to handle things. That's going under the auctioneer's hammer.
Under his hammer?
Yes, and if you're not careful...
Oh! I saved him the trouble, Daddy.
Why did you drop it on the floor?
I didn't have no hammer.
Now I'll have to pay for it.
Let's say that somebody else broke it, Daddy.
No.
Why?
That's dishonest. Kick the pieces under the table and maybe they won't see them.
Yes.
Do you want those pieces wrapped? No, thanks, I... Oh. We accidentally knocked the bowl off the table. Yes, I know. There's a pair of candlesticks that go with that bowl, too. $90 for the set. I don't want any candlesticks.
Here they are, Daddy.
Snooks, don't lift it. Oh!
Breaks it easy, don't it?
Very easily. Will you kindly step over to the cashier's desk, sir? Certainly. Come on, Snooks.
I'm coming, Daddy.
Here we are. $92.70 with tax. Shall we send the pieces? No, thank you. Here's the money. Let's go, Snooks.
Shall I turn over, Daddy?
If you please.
I'm turning.
Thank you. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go again.